Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though...
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Grisman, Dr. Gene Grisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, Time Tactics of Highly Successful People, and also Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. The first one and the last one are right in front of me. The other one I just remembered because it's one of my favorite books. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. His website is presidentlincoln.com and whatyousay.com. Is that right, Gene?
That's correct.
So,
if your listeners will go to either one of those sites, and they'll let me know, send an email, I'll give them a complimentary subscription to the Achievement Digest, which has a lot of this kind of information.
It's good stuff, so check that out, folks, and thank you for that, Gene. Hey, Gene, we're talking about being a deliberate thinker. We're talking about being actually saying or thinking or declaring or planning to be a slow thinker. Slow to decisions, slower, maybe just slow down a little bit. You know, that's one of my goals sometimes, is not to be slow, but just to slow down just a little bit. And one of the challenges we have, though, Gene, in being more deliberate and needing 24 hours to think about something, or at least just sleeping on it overnight, is we are in an instantaneous world, society. Wants it now. They want it, and they want it right now. Or if they don't get it, they want to know why. I mean, I've had people send me an email that I barely knew asking me for something, dropping into the middle of my day asking me for something, and if I didn't respond to them in 8 minutes, they sent me another email saying, what's wrong?
I think for people like that, in fact, whether it's by email or whether it's in person, if you are a slow, deliberate, methodical thinker, or if you want to be one, then you need some defensive measures. And one defensive measure, if somebody insists on an answer immediately, is to ask them a question. In other words, parry with a question.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more precisely what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate on your request. What precisely did you mean when you ask? I wonder if you'd elaborate. And that, while you're parrying with the question, that gives you a chance to formulate your answer if you do need to give one right then.
Mm-hmm.
So Lincoln would do that. He would parry with questions. The second thing he would do, he pointed out that as a lawyer, you have to have a reputation as an extemporaneous speaker,
mm-hmm.
which means being able to respond while mm-hmm. you're standing on your feet. And so people who prefer to be methodical need to have an arsenal of parries, of responses. And so he had a storehouse of responses that were at his fingertip that he could use while he was doing his background thinking
mm-hmm.
for a larger answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example, he as a public speaker, one that's told about him in one of his speeches, a person said, "Hey, Lincoln, tell us everything you know. It won't take but a minute." And everybody laughed. And when they had finished, he said, "I'll tell you what. I'll tell you everything both of us know. It won't take any longer."
That's pretty funny. You know, Gene, the one thing we need to point out, though, all the things we're talking about, this slow thinking, deliberate decision making, et cetera, this is not giving you license to not make decisions. You're going to have to make decisions. There are people out there, Gene, who just cannot make a decision. All this is doing is, all we're talking about is helping you make a better decision. But if you say, "I need to sleep on it," that doesn't mean you get another shot at another bite at the apple tomorrow. Tomorrow you have to make a decision.
Thank you for adding that. This is not an excuse for not making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. In fact, the people that I have in my executive coaching program, I tell them that nothing will make or break you quicker than the kinds of decisions that you make. But ultimately, business leaders are judged by how good their decisions are. These are just techniques to make good decisions.
That's exactly right. This is not an excuse. This is not giving you a license to not do your job. It's just a way of making those decisions better. And the good news is, Gene, when you get a track record of making good decisions, people will like it when you sleep on it because they know they'll get a better result.
I love that. Yes. Yeah. There's another cliche. Nothing succeeds like success.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
I plan on it.
Yeah. Gene Grassman, ladies and gentlemen. The words Lincoln lived by and Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. Just a couple of his books. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.